Good morning, Slim. How are you?
Well, good morning to you, sir. I'm pretty good. It seems like old times to be on the radio early in the morning.
Oh, I'm glad we could talk about crop prices or what happened on a farm show, Mr. Bryant. I can remember listening to the Farm Report as a paper boy delivering the Pittsburgh Press Sunday mornings years ago. But can you remember some of the things that used to get discussed?
Yeah, we did 11 tunes in this hour from 6 to 7 every morning, 6 days a week. And the farm director, Homer March, he was like a farm agent, you know, a county farm agent.
Mm-hmm.
He gave out prices and the trends and so forth, interviews with college professors of agricultural colleges and so forth. And in other words, it was aimed at the farmers, but we had the city folks listening too.
Yeah, and you know, these days a lot of people get concerned about where their food comes from and about the whole cycle. And that's one thing I remember quite clearly was how much fun it was to sort of imagine I was a farmer or imagine, you know, that I was on a farm trying to understand what it was like and what all of those prices meant. And it was kind of a neat thing to go through. One thing I wanted to ask you is, what is your birthday, the day of the – is it's in December, and what's the day?
What was that now?
What date in December is your birthday?
December the 7th.
That's my birthday.
It is.
The previous caller mentioned December 7th, and I was also born on Pearl Harbor Day. We're maybe 50-some years apart, but I thought that's what I heard him say. So it's nice to know I have a mutual birthday person.
Yep, that's right. We had a birthday party here. I had people from all over the United States, relatives, had a birthday celebration on Sunday the 7th, and the night before we had a homecoming family reunion. And I had a lot of relatives that I never even remember. They were kids when I left Georgia, you know.
What was it like for you growing up?
Well, I had five brothers, you know. There were six of us in the family. My mother played the piano and the guitar. My dad played the fiddle. And I didn't start to play guitar until I was out of high school. I was about 18 years old. And then I took up guitar, and I studied under Perry Bechtel in Atlanta, who was a very, very fine banjo and guitar player. And that's how I got started.
And when did you leave? After Georgia, is that where the Wildcats started in Georgia?
Yes. Clayton McMitchin, who was the champion fiddler of the country for many years, and I played with him. We got together at WSB in Atlanta and played a few programs there. And he had been the principal chief fiddler on Columbia Records for the Skillet Lickers. That was a very well-known country music gang.
Yeah, Gid Tanner played with them, right? I believe.
Yeah, Gid Tanner got all the credit, but McMitchin did all the fiddling.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the truth. And he was kind of irked about that. But he heard me play. These guys were all about 12, 15 years older than me, but they heard me play and they liked me, and so I did some personal appearances with them and finally some recordings with them. And that's when McMitchin started, Clayton McMitchin and his Georgia Wildcats. But this went on for a long time. We played in the National Barn Dance in Chicago and WLW in Cincinnati and several stations around, St. Louis for one. And so Mac, he wanted to go with a big band. And we had a big band for a while, but I couldn't see the big band because I had to carry around 12 or 15 guys, you know. And so we split, and he was going under the name of Clayton McMichen and his Georgia Wildcats. Well, I just dropped the Georgia off and made it Slim Bryant and his Wildcats.
And then what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, I tell you, I was working at WRVA in Richmond, Virginia. And we had a show going down there called the Old Dominion Barn Dance. But the Musicians Union, they decided they were going to go on strike there. So we played out some dates we had, about 30 days, and then we took a 2 weeks vacation. And we still couldn't get back on the air. And my brother, he was coming to Zelianople because his wife was from Zelianople. And I went to Atlanta on a vacation. And when he went into KDKA, my brother did, because we had worked there before. And the program director, he said to my brother, he said, "Boy, we could sure use you guys around here now. We need you. Where are you playing?" And he told him, he said, "When you want us to start?" He said, "Anytime you can get here." So he called me in Atlanta, and we set the date up the first, I think it was the first Monday in August 1940. And so we came and started here then.
And we've had a lot of emails and phone calls throughout the morning from folks that remember that show clearly as part of their childhood or young adulthood. And you mentioned 11 songs would fit. How long was the program, the farm show on KDKA?
Well, this show was Holman Marks, as I said before, he was a farm director, gave out all the prizes and the interviews and all that stuff, and we just furnished the music and gave the time signals, and the show was very well put together, because just like we did a hymn every morning at 6:23, and you could set your watch by that, you know, that was the way it was. And while Homer would be doing interviews with these different people, we'd go outside and listen to them and try to guess where, by their accent, where they were from. And they had one guy on there one day, and we went out and listened to him, and he said to Homer, Homer said, "Well, what do you like about Western Pennsylvania?" This guy, he asked him that. He said, "Well, one thing I like are your postures." And Homer said, "Our postures?" He said, "Yeah, you got lots of acres to graze your cattle in." He was from Australia, this guy was. So we had a laugh or two with it, too.
Oh, gosh. Well, today you're going to be at Borders Books and Music in Norman Center in the South Hills at 1 o'clock. And you've got a beautiful new CD out, and you'll be signing those. What can folks expect on the CD? A lot of nice restored recordings?
Well, now, this CD was made in England. And the third one is being introduced today, the 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
We did 187 tunes in the Thesaurus NBC Library in New York. That was used on about 400 stations all over the world. So when it got to London and South Africa and, all over the world, they decided in England to make CDs out of some of this music, which the sound is absolutely out of this world. It's perfect. You know, a lot of CDs are made with old records and stuff. But we did this, and they wanted pictures, and we sent pictures to them, and they gave us the first CD, and then the second one, and now today the third one. And all these tunes are taken from the NBC Thesaurus Library.
Oh, this sounds great, and more to come, too, it sounds like, in the series. And you'll be out there signing them at 1 o'clock today at Borders.
Yes, we will.
And I hope when the weather breaks, we would love to have you come down and see our radio studio. We're trying very hard to keep the tradition alive so children can and adults can watch radio. We have audience seating here and big glass windows for folks to look in. And it's very reminiscent, we think, of what radio was like in the good old days. And we would love to have you come down and visit sometime, Mr. Bryant.
Well, it would be a pleasure.
And thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your interest in our music, and God bless you.
Well, thank you.